I just want to make a real quick announcement. We're going to do this hearing and then we're going to do take a break after agenda item number 9. So agenda item number 9 is PR-2023-008487 SD-2023-00195 amendment to the preliminary final plat. Sketch plat was heard on 4/19/23. EDO Holdings LLC requests the aforementioned action for all of a portion of Lot 1, Block 16, Huning Highland Addition, zoned R-1A, located at 301 Edith Boulevard Southwest between Silver Street and Lead, containing approximately 0.163 acres. Property owners is EDO Holdings. Create two separate lots from one existing lot. Sanitary sewer location has been relocated, serving proposed Lot 1B. And the associated easement of the plat. So is the agent present? If you would unmute and give me your name and address for the record.
Yeah, this is Stacy Seidel, Vice President of Edo Holdings. Yeah, so I'm present.
Address.
Oh, is it this address?
Think it 200 Broadway Boulevard Northeast,
Oh, okay.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Okay. So,
And there is no agent for this application.
Mr. Lerner, I'll unmute you in a minute and swear you in. Mr. Seidel, so can you, for a clear record, could you just give us that address?
200 Broadway.
Thank you. And do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Mr. Lerner, are you going to speak on this case today?
No, I'll defer to Stace, Mr. Seidel. Thank you. I'll mute myself.
Thank you. Mr. Seidel, would you give a brief overview of the request?
Yeah, so we had made this request. I think we had actually been in the August or September meeting, and everything was in compliance at that time. You guys had actually approved the plat. But upon the strong suggestion of the city engineer, we did actually move the sewer line, reroute the sewer line to go around the structure. This was an item that had been missed earlier. And then upon further investigation, we decided to go ahead with that. So right, we moved the easement and the sewer line to go around that building on Lot 1A.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Seidel. You can lower your hand.
Oh.
We'll proceed to the DFT members. We'll start with Water Authority, Mr. Huell.
Yeah, this is Andre Hill with the Water Authority. We have no objections to the amendment to the preliminary plat.
And Mr. Huell, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. The sanitary sewer rework is all to your, has been completed, correct?
I don't know. That's a private sewer service, so it
Oh.
didn't come through work, but I believe they have connected to the main. So they did get a connection permit, and they do have separate services for both lots. Yes.
Great. That's really what I was looking for. Thank you, Mr.
Okay.
We'll proceed to code enforcement. Mr. Webb, Mr. Palmer.
Yes, this is Jeff Palmer. I have no comments and no objections.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. We'll proceed to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Whitfield. Ms. Whitney.
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I don't have any comments for this requested action. Thank you.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. We'll proceed to Hydrology, Mr. Chin.
Tiquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection.
Okay, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. We'll go to transportation.
Curtis Vermihill, Transportation, no objection.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you. We'll proceed to planning.
This is Robert Webb with planning. Planning has no further comments or objections on this. There was a supplemental submittal stent that had our project and application numbers added along with signatures. And just after a recorded copy is completed, we'll need that sent to Jay Rodenbeck's office.
Okay, so this is hearing Officer Bohannon. So what I'm, Mr. Rogbeck, you have your hand up.
Mr. Rogbeck, did we get a DXF file approval for this plat from Aegis?
Yes, they're rescinding it because the one that they sent didn't open correctly. So I'd contacted the applicant and they'll be rescinding that here shortly.
That's fine. Great. Thanks for talking
to me. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. That's where I was heading. I don't see any need for any conditions on this preliminary final plat unless any of the staff members have a condition.
No, sir, I did not.
Okay. Mr. Seidel, do you have any additional questions?
I do. I just wanted to see if we could get a correspondence from anybody that's in this meeting in terms of next steps, if there's anything that we've, in terms of recording it, all of the appropriate recordings and or actions that are required from here forward to finalize this.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I think it would be, I think Mr. Rodenbeck could probably help you out. Mr. Rodenbeck, you have your hand up.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'll quickly note that I will be distributing this plat today for development facilitation team and city engineer signatures. And once I get those signatures on the plat, I'll forward you that signed copy of the plat to take to the treasurer's office and the recorder's office, and you'll be on your way.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
We haven't formally had an approval yet. Provided the DHO approves the plat, we'll do that.
Yeah, this is Hearing Officer Bohannon. What you might want to do is touch base with Mr. Rodenbeck and talk about the property taxes. That's usually a big hiccup on people who don't do this on a regular basis. You will have to have all the property taxes paid for this entire year prior to that recording. But if you've got any questions, Mr. Rodenbeck can help you out. Go ahead.
Is there any what should we expect in terms of a timeline on that kind of distributing for signatures and then getting it back from Mr. Rodenbeck?
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Rodenbeck, you want to weigh in on that?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. It just depends upon how long it takes to get all the signatures. There's seven separate staff members who have to sign the plat. But hopefully I'm going to send it out today because there's no conditions for this plat. So I want to get this out. In fact, hopefully while the next cases are proceeding, I'll get it out for signatures. Hopefully we can have all signatures as early as this afternoon, but it just depends on how long it takes to get them all.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I would suggest giving staff a couple weeks. Just.
Sure.
Yeah.
Otherwise, with that, I will approve agenda item number 9, PR-2023-008487, SD-2023-00195, amendment to the preliminary and final plat. Good luck and hope that everything goes good.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. With that, going to take a 5-minute break. Mr. Lucero, who is our third alternate DHO, will be handling the three remaining cases. So it's 12:07, so we will come back at 12:15, maybe a little bit longer than 5 minutes.